The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Frank James Bailey, voice actor and writer. As a voice actor, you might have heard my voice on Channel Frederator videos. As a writer, I've written 3 books about a female superhero named Turkana. And today I want you to join me on the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 147 and a half. That's right, it's going to be a mini episode, or as they call it in the podcasting world, a solo cast. Yeah, I just learned that term the other day. I was reading an article while podcasting, and they threw that term out there, solo cast, and I said, well, I'll be damned. I didn't know that that was the actual technical term for these type of episodes, but nonetheless, it's a mini episode. Gonna spend about 15 or 20 minutes talking at you here about a few things that have gone on in the past week or so, as well as something that's coming up this weekend that I'm very excited for. In fact, let's go ahead and talk about it. I'm going to be down at the Arnold Sports and Fitness Expo on Saturday and Sunday as part of New Ohio Wrestling. NOW is going to be down there at the Bricker Building, which is on 717 East 17th Avenue. We're going to be down there Saturday, March 3rd from 9 to 6, and Sunday, March 4th from 10 to 5. They're going to be putting on a lot of programming down there. And for those that don't know, the Arnold is, of course, named after Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's the 30th annual event. That's right. Every year it comes to Columbus, Ohio, and it's the largest like multi-sport festival in the world. And I mean, there's all types of sports there: karate, weightlifting, powerlifting. There's going to be pro wrestling there. And it has expanded from just the convention center area to now out towards the expo center area. And that's where NOW is going to be, the Bricker Building right there, Ohio State Fairgrounds. NOW is putting on a big tournament called Anarchy at the Arnold. There's also going to be a fantasy camp. So if you're somebody that ever wanted to try out professional wrestling, get in the ring. Central Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy is going to be hosting a fantasy camp on both Saturday and Sunday. And you know what? It's going to be a great event. Yeah, so if you get the chance, come on up to the fairgrounds, I guess. Yeah, up, over. Anyways, just come to the fairgrounds. Check out NOW. NOW 7 is going to be going on. And if you need any details, all you got to do is go to Facebook.com and in the little search engine on Facebook, put in New Ohio Wrestling. You'll get the page. And there's all the details right there about the weekend. If I may, I'd like to talk a little bit about this weekend and Anarchy at the Arnold, because I'm going to be honest, you know, I've been doing play-by-play for all of the events of NOW, and I have appreciated that opportunity because it's something that's a little bit out of my comfort level. You know, it's not something that I've done a whole lot of, and so when the opportunity came to do this, I jumped on it. And I just recently, over the last couple of shows for NOW, have been working with Hot Commodity Matt Mason, a man that I've known for a long, long time, ever since I got into this business, pretty much. And I think that he and I make a pretty darn good team when it comes to commentary. You know, obviously, he's the color commentator. He has the experience of being in the ring, and I give you the play-by-play of what's going on in the squared circle. But with that being said, I think it's going to be a big challenge this weekend to call all of the action. You know, when you look at it, 9 to 6, that's, you know, that's 8-9 hours of pro wrestling content, you know, and, you know, Matt and I are going to be, sharing the spotlight, so to speak, with another commentary team, of which the play-by-play man is my good friend and colleague, Adam Michaels, and, the color commentator, for that, pairing with Adam is going to kind of rotate a little bit. I still think it's going to be a challenge. I mean, that's a lot of talking. That's a lot of commentary. That's a lot of things to say. And hopefully yours truly doesn't get repetitive, because that's one of my weaknesses doing play-by-play. I seem to repeat the same phrases a little bit. But nonetheless, I'm excited. I'm excited to be part of the Arnold. In fact, I was thinking the other day, I haven't been to the Arnold in like 10 years. I think 2008 was the last time I went down. And as a matter of fact, funny story, I won tickets to that Arnold. Yeah, I called into a local radio station and they were playing comic book trivia. And so I answered the questions correctly. I was also the fifth caller and I won tickets. And so my buddy and I went and it was fun. Really enjoyed it. There's a lot to see, a lot to do down there. And so I'm excited to be part of the Arnold. I don't know how much I'm going to get to see of it, you know, because obviously I'm going to be a very busy man, as is Adam Michaels and, of course, the hot commodity Matt Mason, and all of the staff of NOW is going to be very, very busy this weekend. So once again, if you're at the Arnold, come on over and check out NOW. Again, we're going to be at the Bricker Building, 717 East 17th Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. There's a lot of programming going on, like I've already said, and you know what to do. Go over to Facebook, check it out, and then come on over and visit us. So you know what? Let's talk a little bit about some more wrestling news, including the pay-per-view that just happened last week, the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And weirdly enough, in 2 weeks, the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view is going to emanate from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm going to try to do something special for that. But I say weirdly enough because it just seems like these pay-per-views are not really scheduled out really well. You have a pay-per-view and then 2 weeks later you have another one. And even though I know it's the brand split, it just seems like really, really quick turnaround on those pay-per-views. But of course, all gearing up to get to the big dance, so to speak, on April 8th, WrestleMania. So this was the final Raw pay-per-view before WrestleMania. The Elimination Chamber, highlighted by the two Elimination Chamber matches. The first one being the ladies competing, and the second one, the men competing. I gotta be honest, I tuned in because I was very, very curious about the women's Elimination Chamber match, which ended up being first, and I think that was a smart thing to do. I thought it was interesting, but it wasn't really like on the edge of my seat. There was a little bit of drama that was missing from that one. Again, I'm glad that they're giving women the opportunity to do what all the men have done. But for me, I felt that the Elimination Chamber lacked something. I don't even know if what I said earlier there, just a few seconds ago, the drama, I don't know, it just was missing something. I don't know. Maybe it was the brutality. Maybe. I don't know. But it just, there was something missing from the Women's Elimination Chamber match. However, Alexa Bliss does win, retains the title, and she'll be going on to face Asuka later on here at WrestleMania, or so it seems as of right now. And, you know, the funny part about that is they had a match also on the pay-per-view where Nia Jax took on Asuka, and if Nia won, she was going to be inserted into that match and it was going to be a three-way dance. And first of all, number one, I never believed that Nia Jax was going to win because, to be honest, the way that she's been booked, everyone's beaten Nia Jax. Shit, I mean, Hornswoggle's probably even beaten her. Well, hey, he's not on the roster, so never mind. But you get what I'm saying. You've built her up, and you can talk about how big she is and what a monster she is and the irresistible force and all that other bullshit, but it doesn't matter because everyone's beat her. So it really, to me, I was not sold that she even had an opportune chance to win. All right, not even a chance to win the match over Asuka. And of course, Asuka ended up picking up the victory. I mean, overall, I thought the pay-per-view was okay. I thought the men's Elimination Chamber match was much better. You know, the storyline with John Cena having to win in order to go on to WrestleMania, I thought was kind of interesting. Of course, the Ronda Rousey segment, I thought was really hokey and dumb. I don't know. I felt like, you know, Kurt Angle playing the meddling general manager. Just, I didn't dig it. I fear that they're going to mishandle Ronda Rousey and screw up her entry into the WWE before it even begins. Overall, I thought the Elimination Chamber, to be quite frank, was, it was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was kind of meh, you know, in the middle. I thought that Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt had a very entertaining match. You know, I thought the tag match was pretty good too. But again, overall, you know, it was middle of the road. So, pun intended, because Fastlane is the next pay-per-view. Anyways, all right, more on that in the next episode. I guarantee I'm going to reveal a little bit. Going to do something for Fastlane in our next in the next episode of the PVD cast. But all right, let's talk about one other thing that I'm totally passionate about. As you know, I'm a huge hockey fan. I'm a huge puck head. And the NHL trade deadline came this past Monday, in which basically it always seems to be during the trade deadline that players who are going to be unrestricted free agents get moved around. But however, you know, over the last couple of years, there haven't been as many trades because of the salary cap in the NHL, which, you know, I've always been an advocate for it. I'm glad that they finally put one in, because prior to it, it was whoever had the deepest pockets could buy a championship. So, you know, we had a lot of big trades. You know, I think that when you look at Evander Kane goes out to San Jose, I think that helps out San Jose, especially because they're going to be without Joe Thornton for a long time. But I don't know if it's enough to put them into that, you know, upper echelon of premier teams. The Golden Knights picked up Tatar and a couple of other smaller known players again. While they're doing a great job out there in Vegas, I don't know if that's enough to put them in that same upper echelon, you know. So Winnipeg also, you know, they picked up Paul Stastny, which really might help them out. You know, the West, I got to be honest, and I think I mentioned it several episodes ago with Dom Riggio as my guest. You know, the West is pretty much wide open, because I selected at the beginning of the season that the Edmonton Oilers would be in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they are just absolutely shitty, you know, this year. So, but let's look at some teams that I think did really, really well in their trades. They're all East Coast teams. And I think starting off with the hometown team, the Columbus Blue Jackets, I think they did a pretty darn good job of getting Mark Letestu as a third or fourth line center. That's really good. As you saw, he scored in his first game. I think Ian Cole is a superb addition. He brings that leadership of winning back-to-back cups with the Penguins. Thomas Vanek, I'm sorry, I'm not sold. His best days are behind him. So I know that, you know, people were really, really stoked here in town that we picked him up, but I'm not sold on him. I mean, sure, he'll give you a couple goals here and there, and he wouldn't be a total waste, but I don't think he's going to lead the Jackets to a Stanley Cup. But let's talk about some Stanley Cup contenders after the trades. Obviously, I think the Pittsburgh Penguins increased their chances to three-peat, getting Derek Brassard from Ottawa. I'm not real thrilled that they gave up Ryan Reeves, though, in the deal, but that's maybe, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I think the Boston Bruins really made an impact. I mean, they got Nick Holden from the Rangers. You know, they got, obviously, Rick Nash from the Rangers, and they picked up Brian Gionta, who didn't even have a team, was playing in the Olympics. Despite the fact that they're going to be without Patrice Bergeron for a few weeks, I still think Boston's going to be a big, big threat in the East. But probably the biggest threat out in the East is the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, to go out and get JT Miller, who is a pretty good scorer and does all of the little things very, very well, and you pick up a steady defenseman in Ryan McDonagh, I think that team that was already stacked is even more stacked now. So I think Tampa Bay is going to be a force in the East. I think it's going to come down between them and I'm probably going to say the Pittsburgh Penguins. Though, don't count out the Bruins. I think that they've made some incredible upgrades or changes to their lineup. I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with too. And I really got to say that I think the East has got a lot of potential Stanley Cup contenders. The West, you know, right now, as I said before, I would have picked Edmonton. I think that Vegas is obviously somebody that could make it to the finals. Winnipeg as well. I really, though, I do root for the Sharks. I don't think they got much of a chance this year. You know, you also got Nashville in there. And, you know, Nashville didn't do much at the trade deadline. But I think the Nashville Predators are coming out of the West. That's just going to be my pick. And you know what? I didn't even pick an Eastern team. I don't know. I mean, I really love the Pens, but that Tampa Bay lineup, oh, it's deadly. I don't know. It's hard to three-peat. So, and with the goaltending issues that the Pens have, I don't know. I'm going to go the Pens, but I'm going reluctantly because I think Tampa Bay's got it, man. I think Tampa Bay, you know, hell, let's just go say it. I think Tampa Bay is coming out of the East. I think it's going to be Tampa Bay and Nashville. I know that's going to upset a lot of my friends, but I don't know. I just think the Pens, they got it, man. They got all the skill. They got all the speed, but it's got to be that goaltending, and they got to get a little bit tougher too. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Nashville and Tampa, maybe in the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll see, man. It's an exciting time when it gets to NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. It's my favorite time of the year because that's when everything gets a little more intense and whatnot. But anyways, with that, it's getting up to be about 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and I still need to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. As you know, Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their great service. Maybe you'd be interested in reading The Boys of Winter by Wayne Coffey, narrated by Kirby Hayborn. Hey, we were just talking about hockey, so I had to throw in a hockey book there. But nonetheless, no matter what you choose, Audible has a book for you. So to download your free audiobook today, all you got to do, once again, is to go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you'd like. If you want to give me grief for kind of being a little bit wishy-washy there on that Eastern pick, you can let me know. You can find me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can leave me a message on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, and that, of course, is facebook.com/PVDcast. And as you know, the PVDcast can be procured from a variety of different places, including PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Pod Paradise, SoundCloud, and of course, the Echo Network. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wrap things up here, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. And until then, stay righteous and stay independent.